You alright, Stuart?
Yeah, alright.
Now, you've got a bit of a problem, haven't you?
I'm a bit of a quandary.
A bit of a quandary. Okay.
A relationship quandary.
Okay, well, that's our speciality, so, yeah.
Yeah, I've come to the right place.
Far away.
I'm sort of new to this dating game, but I plucked up the courage, and I asked this lady out who I work with.
Right.
To a restaurant for a pretty standard fare. Not much could go wrong.
No.
She seemed like a pretty normal lady, quite attractive. My sort of cup of tea.
Okay, cool.
So I'm sitting in the restaurant. Fairly posh do.
On the first date, right?
This is the first date, and I'm a little bit nervous.
Yeah.
Try not to do anything too sort of out of the ordinary.
Mm-hmm.
And then the waiter comes along with a little wicker basket with bread rolls in, both granary and wholemeal white.
Oh, you were somewhere posh, weren't you?
Oh, wait. And then not only did it have butter in sort of terracotta pots, it had a choice of oil with either chili or a rosemary scent.
Oil?
One of those.
I was really enjoying myself. I was pretty relaxed.
Yeah.
is that all it took to get you relaxed, some oil with the bread?
Yeah, well, yeah. I'm a man of simple taste.
Yeah, okay.
I didn't want to sort of be fancy and showing off, I don't know, with saffron-scented so-and-so, etc.
Yeah.
Your main free breads, your oil, and your butter derivatives.
Yeah.
So I'm happy.
All right, so we've got to the bread bit. Yeah, that's good.
Okay, so I'm sitting around, and the bread rate comes round, offers a lady bread first. That's standard procedure. She takes two bread rolls on the first go round.
Wow.
Why is she taking two bread rolls?
It's not that weird, though, really, is it?
Yeah, okay, it's not too out of the ordinary. I take one.
Mm-hmm.
She proceeds to butter both her bread rolls in one go, leaving at least, at most, one third of the butter left. I only had the option of oil, basically. It's nice to have that choice.
It is, isn't it?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. The main course comes. She stops the waiter and asks for another bread roll.
So we're up to...
She's having four bread rolls in her meal. And I'm splashing out on beef, etc., which, by the way, she's not too interested in, I've come to realise.
What, beef?
She's not really a beef fan.
Okay, we'll get onto that in a minute.
Okay, and then, so she's having four bread rolls. She's asked for a second pot of butter. She's had four knobs of butter, four bread rolls.
Wow.
Is that too much bread in for one woman?
No. Well, I don't think so, really. It might be one roll, excessive by one roll, I would say, maybe.
Yeah. I think we should ask the audience, how many bread rolls are too much? 8-1-9.
See, anyway, that probably wouldn't have registered in my consciousness.
This is my favourite bit of the story coming up right now.
If you hadn't, when dessert arrives, ordered bread and butter pudding. What's that? That's too much. So I'm a little bit, I don't know, what is that a legitimate reason to cease a relationship?
Too much bread?
Too much bread, come on. It's too much. It's not bread, it's too much bread.
Yeah.
Now, something else has happened, because you emailed me this about a week ago, didn't you?
Yeah, that's right.
Right, okay, and now, you've been on a second date with her, right?
Yeah, well, I thought I was a little paranoid over the fact that she'd eaten too much bread.
Yeah, because you said on your first email that you were going to dump her for the bread consumption.
I came to my senses, I think. Right. She's an attractive lady.
Okay.
I'd put her looks above her bread consumption, to be honest.
Okay, this is what the conclusion I'd come to.
Right.
I thought, I'll give her a second chance. Everyone deserves a second chance in life.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Date number two.
She goes, I'm going shopping on the weekend. I go out with her Saturday, meet her in town.
Yeah.
Shopping around, I needed some new trousers.
Good.
I saw a nice corduroy number, felt a little too brown though. So I'm mulling that.
Are you too brown?
I'm mulling the brownness,
right,
yeah. You don't want to... I wear brown shoes frequently and I don't want to look like a tree.
Okay, good.
Okay, so, right, comes up, she goes, I want something to eat for lunch. And she goes, there's Nathan McDonald's. Sound quite excited about it.
Right.
But this is previously, during my initial date, she had claimed that she wasn't a lover of beef. She gets to the counter, Big Mac, please.
But she's not a fan of beef.
Yeah, well, exactly. What, alarm bells are ringing here in my head. I'm thinking, you know, there's something awry. We sit down at the a table. Takes off the sesame lid to the bat, removes the uppermost beef patty, puts it into a little cardboard container, puts the bread roll top back on, thus creating a beef burger, which is predominantly bread. Her beef bread ratio is so... Oh, it's out of whack! That's unreasonable to expect someone to put up with that. So, this is the position I'm in.
Right, and you want our help?
I don't want to be a man who's been dumped over a bread issue.
But you have the issue.
I'm the one with the issue, therefore she should be the one getting dumped.
Have you always had this problem with bread?
Well, I hadn't noticed up until now. I had a baguette incident in France. A chap on a bicycle, like, careered into me when I was young. He had, like, baguettes in a basket up front.
Radio 1. Hey, I'm Crystal from Maidstone. Hey, this is Ben from Maidstone.